SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to level up your self-talk and rock that positive body language. Ever noticed how your inner voice can either be your biggest cheerleader or your harshest critic? And how the way you carry yourself speaks volumes before you even utter a word? It's like this, folks. Our minds are powerful things, shaping our reality through our thoughts and beliefs. But sometimes, that inner dialogue can turn into a negativity loop, leaving us feeling drained and doubting ourselves. That's where conscious self-talk comes in, learning to reframe those negative thoughts and replace them with empowering ones. Think of it like upgrading your mental software. Now, let's break down some killer strategies for turning that inner critic into your biggest fan. 1. Catch yourself being negative. First things first, awareness is key. Start paying attention to those negative thought patterns. You know the drill, I'm not good enough, I always mess up, or nobody understands me. Once you catch yourself spiraling, it's time for a mental intervention. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept those negative voices as gospel truth. Question them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Is it really true, or am I letting my emotions run wild? Often, those negative thoughts are distorted perceptions, not facts. 3. Reframe your thinking. This is where the magic happens. Once you've challenged those negative thoughts, reframe them into something more positive and empowering. Instead of I'm not good enough, try I'm learning and growing every day. Instead of I always mess up, say mistakes are opportunities to learn and improve. 4. Practice gratitude. This one is powerful. Take a few minutes each day to focus on the good things in your life, big or small. Appreciate your health, your loved ones, a delicious meal, or even a sunny day. Cultivating gratitude shifts your mindset from negativity to appreciation. 5. Be your own cheerleader. You deserve kindness and encouragement just like anyone else. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem, and remind yourself that you are capable of amazing things. Now, let's talk about body language, the silent cues that speak volumes. You know that feeling when someone walks into a room with confidence? Their posture is straight, their eyes are bright, and their smile is genuine. It's contagious. Here is the deal. Positive body language can boost your self-esteem, make you feel more powerful, and even influence how others perceive you. Think about it, if you carry yourself with confidence, people will be more likely to trust and respect you. So, how do you level up your body language? First, practice good posture. Stand tall, shoulders back, chest open. It's like giving yourself a mental pep talk just by standing up straight. Next, make eye contact that shows engagement and confidence. And don't underestimate the power of a genuine smile. It can brighten someone's day and make you feel more positive too. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're going into a big presentation at work. You know your material inside out, but those butterflies are fluttering around. Instead of letting nerves get the best of you, take a deep breath, adjust your posture, and make eye contact with your audience. Think about your past successes, remind yourself that you've got this, and deliver that presentation with confidence. See how much power we have over our own thoughts and actions. Remember, folks, self-talk and body language are powerful tools. Use them wisely to build a more positive and empowered version of yourself. Think about these strategies today and make a conscious effort to reframe those negative thoughts and rock their confident body language. You've got this. And remember, keep that stoic spirit alive by sharing your own insights and experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of support and motivation together. Until next time, keep striving for excellence, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.